Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Thursday, the fallout from Tuesday night's debate is taking shape. As I predicted, all the anti-Trump people say Joe Biden won the debate, and all the pro-Trump people say the president won the debate. So what good does this do you, the honest American, who would like some incisive analysis? It doesn't do you any good. That's why the television news industry will absolutely fall apart once Donald Trump leaves office, because you don't learn anything. It's all partisan blather. I think the race is essentially tied, with Joe Biden maybe eking ahead by 3 or 4 points nationally. But when you take out California and New York, big Biden states, yeah, it's about even. Biden helped himself during the debate because he was cogent, as I said, and he hurt himself because he denies Antifa is an organization, which is crazy, and the law and order stuff went all Donald Trump's way. Going forward, two more debates. I'm not expecting much. The moderators in the upcoming debates have to keep their questions shorter and to the point and arm themselves with facts. If either of the candidates say something that isn't true, the moderator has to step in. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.